Did you hear this weekend's This American Life retraction of monologuist Mike Daisy's story about Chinese factories that make Apple products? It was based on Mike Daisy's one-man off-Broadway show, The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs, which closed, ended its run yesterday. Daisy got a standing ovation, but he cut some sections of the final show after his story was taken apart by This American Life host Ira Glass and Rob Schmitz, China Bureau Chief for Marketplace and American Public Media. In Daisy's original version, he described meeting workers who were as young as 13, touring cramped factory dorms, meeting workers whose hands shook uncontrollably because of a chemical they'd worked with, and being led on this tour by a woman named Kathy. He told Ira Glass her name was really Anna, and he couldn't find her again to fact check. But the problem was, while the kinds of things Daisy describes have happened in China over the last 10 years, he didn't see much of them directly, and he made some things up. For instance, he said he made workers who said they were meeting to organize an illegal union at Starbucks. And that made Rod Schmitz laugh. Starbucks is even more expensive in China than it is in the U.S. We reached Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. And Rob, this started after you and other China correspondents heard Mike Daisy say when he arrived at this Foxconn factory in Shenzhen, he saw angry guards with guns.
I've never seen security guards with guns. And in fact, for security guards to have guns would be illegal.
Well, as you started to pull on this string, you started unraveling this story. Mm. And your people at Marketplace talked to Ira Glass and his people at This American Life. And as we heard this past weekend, the producers at This American Life really did quite a lot of vetting. One of the things Mike Daisy kept saying to them is that he couldn't locate the woman who was with him, who was his tour guide. They thought, if he can't find her, how can we find her in China? But you found her.
It was actually really simple. And of course, I think that Mike Daisy did not tell Ira and the producers there that her name was Kathy. He said he lied and said her name was Anna. I one day just Googled Kathy and translator and Shenzhen, the name of the city where Mike Daisy went. And the first result that came up had a phone number. I called the phone number. And I confirmed that she had worked with Daisy, and then I asked her about the underage workers part of the monologue. She immediately said, this did not happen. That's a pretty big part of that monologue. And I asked her a couple of other questions, and she refuted those as well, the other details. And so I decided to fly to Shenzhen. I took a copy of the monologue with me, and we went to the gates of Foxconn, exactly where she took Mike Daisy. And I discovered that most of the details were, according to her, not true.
We have a clip here of you and Ira Glass now, both together interviewing Mike Daisy, talking about one of his claims that he'd talked to workers who'd been exposed to a poison called N-hexane in the manufacturing of Apple products. When you asked Kathy, she said, no, Mike didn't speak to these workers. He'd said their hands were shaking uncontrollably. Let's hear the exchange in this past weekend's program.
Now let's talk about the hexane poisoned workers. Kathy says that you did not talk to workers who were poisoned by hexane and were shaking uncontrollably.
That's correct. I met workers in Hong Kong going to Apple protests who had not been poisoned by hexane, but had known people who had been, and it was like a constant conversation that we were having about those workers. So no, they were not at that meeting.
So you lied about that? That wasn't what you saw.
I wouldn't express it that way.
How would you express it?
I would say that I wanted to tell a story that captured the totality of my trip. And so when I was building the scene of that meeting, I wanted to have the voice of this thing that had been happening, that everyone been talking about.
So you didn't actually meet an actual worker who had been poisoned by hexane?
That's correct.
Hexane.
That last voice, again, Mike Daisy, before that Ira Glass, and Rob Schmitz from Marketplace, talking about Mike Daisy's claims about what he saw in China. Rob, how, I mean, that sounded excruciating.
Yeah, it was. God. You know, the silences, I think, speak volumes.
Well, and what are we to make of it, Rob Schmitz? Because Mike Daisy said over and over again, look, I'm sorry I did this. I shouldn't have gone on This American Life. But the fact is that what I do is still valid. I try to paint a picture. And, of course, Ira Glass, you know, kept hammering him on that as well, that even if I go to a Broadway show, I think if someone says I went to a factory, that I believe they went to a factory. But Mike Daisy still maintains that what he does is more impressionistic. What does happen in these factories? What is true?
Factories in China are not fun places to work. That's definitely correct. However, they are not full of children making iPhones, and they're not, you know, as far as poisonings are concerned and explosions, you don't see that very often, especially with the supply chain for Apple, which uses a lot of multinational companies to make their products. You know, Foxconn is one of their biggest suppliers. When you talk to workers at Foxconn, which I have, Foxconn is pretty much at the top of the list. It's a place where they'd like to work because the alternative for them is either another factory or they can go back home and go back to farming, which is grueling, grueling work. You know, as a China journalist, it's really difficult to have someone like Mike Daisy come here for 6 days and then go back and lie to the media about what China's about. Because when you become a China journalist or if you're a China academic, you really have to invest a good part of your life to this country because it is a very difficult place to understand. It becomes almost an obsession. Someone like Mike Daisy, who comes over here for less than a week and comes back and disseminates all this information in the press, really makes our jobs much more difficult.
Have you felt that from Chinese officials? Do they know about this?
No, actually, for the most part, they don't know about this. This isn't something that they're paying that much attention to.
So you're saying your difficulty is in trying to get across what's true to American listeners?
I think that the public perception about this may have shifted because of what he's done. And it's difficult to convince people that the conditions are improving at factories. Because if I said that 2 weeks ago, before anybody knew that what Mike Daisy was saying was not true, what he saw was not true, I think a lot of people would have a problem with that idea. He has definitely had an impact on the public perception of this. And it'll be interesting to see how that public perception, if at all, will change.
Rob Schmitz, China Bureau Chief for Marketplace and American Public Media. Rob, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Robin.